Catch all of the WLAW sports action in more ways than just the radio. Stream online at thumbnet.net, WLAWsports.com, or download the Cruise 102 app on your Apple or Android device. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen with your call today. Mike Meisner is down on the sidelines for us as our sideline correspondent. Doug Cole, Director of Sports Information, and Kayla Carson is our Associate Director of Media Relations and also in charge of our social media on Twitter at WLEW Sports. As the Spinnaker is sailed, 120 miles separate these two schools, but as the boat is trailered, 184 miles in a 3-hour, 9-minute journey stands between PW High and the world's greatest man-made harbor. Pewaumo West Valley High School is a consolidated school formed in 1961, 1 year before Laker High School was formed. 295 students are enrolled in high school at PW compared to Harbor Beach, which has 252. Last year, Pewaumo West Valley went 9-4, reaching the state semifinals, losing to eventual Division 7 state champion Ishimin 7-8. Harbor Beach is coming off of a 13-1 season, winning the Division 8 state title. Offensively, Pewaumo West Valley has scored 421 points through 11 games, or 38.2 points per game. Harbor Beach has accumulated exactly 100 more points at 521 for an average of 47.3. Advantage to the Orange and Black by 9.1 on offense. Defensively, PW has given up 116 points on all season. Harbor Beach has allowed 115, a 1-point difference for a defensive average of 10.5 and 10.4, respectively. Advantage goes to Harbor Beach by a tenth of a point. Las Vegas is expecting this one to be a close one, with the line sitting at 9.5 in favor of Harbor Beach. For those curious, Pewaumo and Westphalia are two villages northwest of Lansing, or just north of Portland on I-96. Westphalia has a population of 923, Pewaumo with 469. Each village is approximately 1 square mile. Westphalia was founded in 1836 by immigrants looking to farm, coming from the province of Westphalia, Germany, which explains the running back's name of Wally Nikowski. Before I go any further, I'd like to point out that both Pewaumo Westphalia and Harbor Beach call themselves the Pirates. I did extensive research, Dave, and no Pirates were ever known to sail the mighty Grand River, which just runs west of PW. However, there were Pirates on the Great Lakes just this past century. That's a hint. Which brings me to this week's trivia question on the subject of pirate history. When was the last time Pirates were known to sail the Great Lakes?
Well, it hasn't been any time recently, so if it's in this century, it's got to be the early 1900s. An exact year I couldn't tell you, but it's got to be early.
Well, any idea?
I don't know.
You just throw out a date
1901.
For me. 19, well, close. 1908.
Oh.
Roaring Dan Seavey and his 42-foot schooner, the Wanderer. They got another ship's crew drunk to point of immobilization. They stole their ship, tried to sell the cargo in Chicago, and failed. Then it was a mouse and cat and mouse chase around the Great Lakes for the next 19 days before he's arrested on the charge of piracy. There you go, Dave. Right now, we're going to listen in as we are awaiting the national anthem being played by the Marching Pirates of Harbor Beach High School.
And everyone's standing at attention, placing their hands over their hearts as we proudly join the American Legion Post number 197 and the Harbor Beach High School Band under the direction of Field Commander Alima Patel as we are with our national anthem.
That's the Marching Pirates of the Harbor Beach High School playing the national anthem, the Star Spangled Banner. As current conditions in Harbor Beach, Michigan are 49 degrees with cloudy skies, they're calling for a 20% chance of rain this afternoon. Winds are out of the south, southeast at 16 miles per hour and gusting up to 20. Visibility is at 9 miles, barometric pressure is at 30.01 and holding steady. The dew point is at 42, it feels like it's 43 degrees out. The humidity is at 80%. Sunset is not until 5:04 tonight, and we're currently in a waxing gibbous moon phase. Makes all the world of difference. So I think it's safe to say it's a beautiful day for football as the Harbor Beach Pirates are coming onto the field right now in their new jerseys this year after winning a state title. Pawama West Philly won the toss, and he's elected to defer to the second half, so Harbor Beach will receive to start the game. Your officials for today, the referee is Joe Ewan. Umpire is Mike Welzer. Linesman is Mike Rusin. Line judge Jim Gosker. And the back judge is Tom Maller. Dave, last thoughts here before we start.
I think we're about to see one of the better Harbor Beach football games we've seen in a while. I think you're going to see a tough battle by both teams. You're going to see the ultimate speed team versus the ultimate team of strength. So we're going to see who's going to win speed or strength.
So Pawama West Philly is going to be kicking off on the right side of your radio, right to left across your radio. Coming out in their white pants, white jerseys. Gold and blue is their colors of their high school. Gold letters, blue helmets. Looks like a flat paint on that with the Pirates symbols. Very similar to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the NFL, except in the blue and gold scheme. Number 34 is your kicker. That is Aaron Rademacher, a 6'2", 220-pound kicker. And is a junior. It's brought in by Josh Shelke at his own 16. He's across the 25, down to the 30. Breaks free for that tackle to the 40. Has
to
run.
Gone.
He's going to break free right in front. He's to the 35, to the 30,
nope,
to the 20.
He's running out of gas.
He's running out of gas at the 12-yard line. Finally brought down at the 10. A huge run for Josh Shelke and the Pirates to start this game. Brought down by number 21, the saving grace, A.K. Keisch. A 5'10 senior with speed as Josh Shelke really didn't have the legs warmed up yet.
Wow, I tell you what, he went untouched right down the middle of the field. Excellent blocking by the special teams of Harbor Beach. I know we touched on that to begin with, but it's already coming out to play. A big hole for Shelke, he didn't miss it. And if he had just a hair, just a 10 more yards in him, he was gone. There was nobody in front of him.
74-yard return for Josh Shelke, which puts the Pirates on their own on the Pawama Westphalia 11-yard line. Coming out in the spread offense, Kraft back to pass, rolling to his right. He's in trouble. He has blue jerseys all over him. He has to get rid of this one. Falls incomplete, out of bounds. And now second and 10 from the 11 with 11:39 left in the first quarter.
And a smart decision there. The play action was a great thought there. Trying to catch, figure West Pawama Westphalia was thinking run right out of the get-go. They go play action, pass. His first option, second option wasn't there. Kraft does what he does best. He extends the play, rolls to the sideline. Still nothing there. Just throws it away. And let's replay the down at second down.
Here's second down. It's a handoff to Austin Seltz. He's pushed down at the 9-yard line after a 2-yard gain. Trying to go right into the wrath of the Pawama front line. Gets 2 yards, brings up maybe 3 yards according to the spot. Now third and 7 from the 8-yard line.
Tackle made by the linebacker, Aaron Rademacher.
As number 22, Mitch Hearn comes out, brings in the play. Number 20, Chris Keys. Third down, 7 to go from the Pawama 8-yard line. 2 wide each way. Keys to his Kraft's left in the shotgun. Kraft now scrambling, and he's going to be brought down to the 10-yard line in the backfield by number 2, Kyle Nuremberg, the senior quarterback, defensive back. He does it all. And it's going to be a loss of 3 on the play. Now 4th and 10 from the 11. And potentially we could see the first field goal of the season for the Pirates.
Right. This is where they broke out the field goal team last year, was in the middle of the playoff run, just when nobody expected it. They bring out Hessling, and he starts knocking in field goals from all over the place.
Nick Hessling is out there, the 6'3" senior kicker, as well as a tight end for the Pirates of Harbor Beach. Travis Esmaker, holder. Austin Ginther, the long snapper. This is going to be a 28-yard try. It is up. It is has
long
the
enough.
Distance, and it is through with accuracy. Harbor Beach is on the board, 3-0, as Nick Hessling converts on a 28-yard field goal. You're tuned to WLEW Sports, your home for high school football.
The best of luck to all area sports teams from the team.